T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Start out the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report, brought to you by T-Mobile for Business. The T-Mobile Business Advantage means no compromise. Network, support, value, you get all three. Stop in to see what it means for your business. T-Mobile for Business. Not a good day on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 130 points. S&P 500 down 28 points. NASDAQ down 140 points. But what do we say, Crowder?
Ride it out.
No, we say we'll get it back tomorrow.
Okay, that's what we say.
Right, that's what we've been saying for a long time, right? Get him back tomorrow. He's only got one lobe. We found out that he's got one lobe, so it's, we're working with.
I was born with half a brain.
Special here. Somebody texts in, if you listen to us on 790 The Ticket, you hear the Jim Rome update on you don't happen to have the Mike Greenberg thing that I sent you today, Solana, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, maybe we can play it later, because somebody just texted in, oh, that Jim Rome update was great. Gase is a genius. Jim Rome just did a minute, you know, ripping Adam Gase. Mike Greenberg on Greeny today, I did an entire segment ripping Adam Gase. Adam Gase is not going to last the season. There is no chance. There is so much heat around him right now, but man, it is fun for Dolphins fans to watch. But you got try to get that sound for later today, Solana, because the Mike Greenberg, you know, it's like a minute and a half straight on stats as to why Gase is awful at offense. He's an offensive genius, a quarterback guru, and every stat tells you otherwise.
Everybody around him gets worse.
Even everyone around him gets worse.
Yeah. And then when they leave him, they get good again. Like, come on, man. What's going on?
Crazy.
He's the best interviewer of all times.
He must be. He must be.
He walks in and steals your heart. I remember when he was early with the Dolphins, and I went and had a sit down with him, and yep. I came back and was like, bro, the dude, he's a cool guy. Like,
you loved him. Loved
him. I did, just because he was so – okay, Crowder, let me holler at you. Me and him just sitting in the tight end meeting room, you know, doing X and O back and forth with, oh, what do you do with this? What about the fire zones? Okay, well, you're going backside. Like, he seemed like a genius at the time, but he tricked me too.
Some people interview well. Some people practice well, right? Who's the – Nathan Peterman, right? Good practice quarterback. And then you get him out there, and he's playing Sudoku with Adam Gase on the bench.
Man, 5 picks and a half.
Let's get headlines, because this is a loaded potato of an hour, 4 o'clock hour here, because we've got Eric Wood coming up. Talk a little Dolphins Bills with him. We could talk UM Louisville, too. He went to Louisville. And we've got Jason Jackson coming on this hour as well. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Go ahead, Solana. Let's get headlines.
I don't know if it's a little too late, but I do have that audio now of Mike Greenberg ripping.
Oh, you do? Base. Play that real quick. Here's because Mike Greenberg, Greeny, you know, is a huge Jets fan. Yeah. So here, listen to everything he says here about Adam Gase.
So the acting owner of the Jets thinks Adam Gase has a brilliant offensive mind. To that, I reply, what on earth could possibly have given you that impression? There is certainly no evidence that it's true. What there is, in fact, is overwhelming evidence that the exact opposite is true. Consider that in no season that Peyton Manning was not his quarterback did any of Gase's teams ever finish in the top half of the league in scoring. The last three seasons, in fact, they finished 28th, 26th, and 31st. That's in a 32-team league. In 17 games under Gase, the Jets have scored 33 touchdowns, and they've punted 93 times. They have scored on 24% of their possessions. That's the worst in the league. They've gone three and out on 44%. That's the worst in the league. Their average drive has gained 23 yards. All of those are the worst in the NFL. But wait, there's more. When the Jets acquired Le'Veon Bell, he had averaged more total yards per game than any player in history ever. Under the brilliant offensive mind, Bell is 27th in the league in yards per game. And there's one more, just so you know, this is not just my fandom talking. Under Gase in Miami, Ryan Tannehill was so bad, the Dolphins traded him for mid-round draft picks, and they chipped in $5 million just to get rid of him. Then, in his first year in Tennessee away from Gase, Tannehill had the fourth highest passer rating in history and led the Titans to the AFC title game. Those are all facts. They happened. And they beg one big question, Christopher Johnson. If the coach has a brilliant offensive mind, what in the world is he doing with it?
It is such a great monologue. It's crazy. I mean, you scratch your head every time you see this Gase on the sidelines. You scratch your head. Don't forget, you can hear Greeny. What is he? He's on 560, right? He's on 560 The Joe before us.
Yeah, 560 Greeny. The Joe from 12 to 2 p.m.
12 to 2. That's a funny monologue, though, right? Funny and sad, right?
It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, he's not an offensive genius. We said it on the show, right? He's an offensive genius if Peyton Manning is standing around him. But I think I'd be an offensive genius if I was standing next to Peyton Manning.
For sure.
It's crazy.
And a lot of those numbers he was saying were down here, too. A lot of those 28th, 26th offense, those were down here. The Jets last year were 31st. We got a lot of that damn pain here in South Florida.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's get headlines here real quick with Alejandro Solana.
Little ironic you called yourself an offensive genius.
What?
What did he say?
Oh, you stumbled over genius. Just a little ironic.
Goodness gracious, boy.
Is that ironic? I don't think it is.
He doesn't know the words.
All right.
Game 2, Heat Celtics tonight, 7 p.m.
The part of me saying I'm an offensive genius that strikes you as odd is that I couldn't say the word genius properly.
I mean,
maybe it's the fact that I'm not an offensive genius.
I just think it's a little ironic you're ripping on somebody who calls himself a genius and you can't even pronounce the word genius correctly.
Well, I don't think he calls himself a genius, first of all. And I think that it's really indisputable that he's not an offensive genius. And I was trying to make it funny that I could be an offensive genius. I don't even think I mispronounced the word genius that poorly. But go ahead, whatever makes you happy.
Let's let a real genius talk here. Game 2, all right. Heat Celtics, 7
Jen,
p.m.
Jen, it's all yours.
That game's on ESPN. And 790 The Ticket, if you want to listen to it on radio. Boston still 2.5-point favorites. And Gordon Hayward, I haven't seen any update, but he's still doubtful for tonight.
Okay.
The Marlins right now, it's the top of the ninth. They trail 5-3. Dalbec is pitching and just struck out a batter for the Red Sox. So one out.
Who's pitching right now?
Dalbert.
Dalberg.
The only reason. Because I can see. I'm close enough to the TV that I see the pitcher's last name begins with an N. So it's not even like I know who's pitching, but I know it's not Dalbert.
Neidhart. Neidhart. Neither.
Huh? Dalberg.
Thursday night football tonight.
I just like how you said it very confidently, and none of us would have said anything. I'm sure there's no pitcher named Dalberg.
There's not. I just looked it up.
But neither of us would have said anything because we don't know, but I happen to be looking at the picture and he's got an N on the first letter.
Dalbert.
I think Dalbert struck out. I think Dalbert struck out.
Maybe Einhorn's pitching.
That's great. Dilbert is pitching. All right. Anything? Oh, my God, you're funny.
Thursday night football tonight, Bengals at Browns, 8:20 p.m. Browns favored by 6 points.
Browns are favored?
Yes, 6-point favorites.
Wow.
Berger Milberg, quarterback for the Browns tonight.
The Canes will be in Louisville on Saturday. It's a whiteout, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. No, but seriously, there is some serious college football news. The Charlotte 49ers, they canceled their game this Saturday against UNC, North Carolina.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah, they didn't have enough offensive linemen to, quote, safely play the game because of quarantining.
That makes sense. Look, we're in a different world. So if, like, to me, that makes sense. You schedule the games, and if a game can't be played, you just cancel it. I think that's the proper way to do it.
And a lot of leagues are given 2 bye weeks to make up. So they're planning for it, which is very intelligent.
Quickly, your weather. Partly cloudy, 88 degrees right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 78 degrees in Miami. 0 inches of precipitation expected this hour. That is your weather.
All right. Eric Wood is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk some Dolphins Bills with him. He's on the Bills broadcast right now. And used to be the center for the Buffalo Bills for almost a decade, really. Yeah. Dilbert just got out of the inning, by the way. So the Marlins will be coming up in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by 2 runs. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I say it, it's like a mantra for me. You got to get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. It's hurricane season. There's a ton of activity out there in the Atlantic. I recommend using BNT Impact Windows and Doors to get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house because it'll reduce your stress level come hurricane season. And hurricane season is coming every year, whether you like it or not. And if you're going to live down here for a long time, the rest of your life, like me, having those PGT custom windows and doors just makes this a less stressful time of year. And BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. I highly recommend you give them a call, get the process started so that Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. We'll talk a little Dolphins Bills next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder show. Hock and Crowder.
Alright, we'll talk a lot of heat, a little bit of hurricanes. We'll talk a little Dolphins Bills here. Marlins down to their final out, by the way. Marlins losing 5-3 to Boston, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Wood, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills, almost a decade, and now part of the Bills radio network. And by the way, I think I mentioned this, he also played college football at Louisville. So Miami fans get to hate 2 of Eric Wood's teams this weekend, right? Which one, Eric, which one has a better chance of beating your team this weekend? The Hurricanes over Louisville on Saturday or the Dolphins over the Bills on Sunday?
Man, I would give it to the Hurricanes have a better chance. Last year, Miami Hurricanes gave it to the Cardinals. Louisville's got a little bit better defense this year. Seem to be more sound after 1 week. This is the first time in 5 years that they've had a defensive coordinator in consecutive seasons. Hopefully that pays off. Maybe that's what led to so many just enormous plays. But I also cover ball for ACC Network, and I got to cover the Hurricanes a couple times last year. I really like Manny Diaz. I love the move that he made at offensive coordinator. I thought last year it just didn't fit what Manny was trying to do with Dan Enos there on offense, and I thought their offense held them back at times last year. And I'm really excited to see what De'Aaron King could do this year. What a dynamic playmaker he was at Houston throughout his career. And he played well in his first action last Thursday against UAB. I'm excited to see what he can do against the Cardinals this weekend. College game day, big-time spotlight. Should be a lot of fun.
And, Eric, what you're watching college, you're watching NFL, you cover it all. You had week one. You had a week of games. Did you see any effects of the shortened off season, the limited preseason games, the limited practices? What effects did you see of this COVID season, as I'm calling it?
You know, I think all color commentators around the country were ready to put a lot of blame on pre-snap penalties, misalignments, offsides, a bunch of missed tackles, maybe fumbles from a lack of getting hit. Now, Josh Allen did have two first quarter fumbles last week for the Bills, but you know, throughout the NFL, I thought it was a pretty clean game. And Crowder, you know this from playing. It's like once you're a veteran, the preseason games don't mean quite as much as they did when you were younger. So I know the veterans are going to use this as a chance in their NFLPA meetings to say, hey, look, we don't need these preseason games because it keeps them in the league. It was hard for undrafted free agent rookies to make the team this year, later round picks, because you're not getting the benefit of the doubt and you never got a chance to go against someone in a different uniform to truly prove yourself and to get those reps to earn the trust from the coaches. So I thought it looked like a pretty clean game. You know, one of the guys that looked the worst in week one going to a new team was Tom Brady with the pick six and throwing two picks. You don't see that a lot from him. But he doesn't have that excuse. He's played so many games throughout his career.
Eric Wood is with us again, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills and Bills and Dolphins this Sunday. I'm guessing you've watched the Dolphins game against the Patriots last week, and Cam Newton seemingly ran all over the Dolphins. I'm guessing Josh Allen probably frothing at the mouth to get to Sunday's game against the Dolphins.
Yeah, you know, it's a copycat league, so I'm sure the Bills will make sure that they shored that up. And from my experience playing, generally defenses, you know, Brian Flores is going to address that this week. They're going to have a plan in place to stop Josh Allen running the football. I would imagine they'll try and make him beat them through the air. And that's what a lot of teams are going to try and do this year. And that's why the Bills went out and they traded their first-round draft pick. And that actually happened pre-COVID when they traded that draft pick. They didn't know that they weren't going to have an offseason, but looks very smart now that you trade your first-round pick for Stephon Diggs and you get him on a pretty cap-friendly contract coming over from Minnesota and you get your number one receiver. So between him, John Brown, and Cole Beasley, they like their weapons on the outside. The Bills didn't run the ball very effectively in the first game against the Jets outside of Josh Allen running the football. The running backs were not very effective. So we'll see how the game plan unfolds. But, yeah, I think it 'd be ignorant not to try to run the football some with Josh. But as the season goes on, as Josh progresses throughout his career, I know that they want him to develop more and more into a pocket passer. Now, part of his strength is his legs. You got to let him run. But they want him to take less and less hits so that he doesn't get to the point of Cam Newton got year 8, year 9, where you're beat up and a team like Carolina is ready to move on.
Oh, and that was my next question, Eric, was because Josh Allen last week threw the ball 46 times, completed 33 of them, and I always question his accuracy. So he came around this year, game one, but he also led the team in rushing attempts and rushing yards. I was going to ask you, is that sustainable? Was that just how the game played out, or was that the game plan? Because, like you just kind of hit on it, if they run the ball this much with him and have him throwing 50 times a game, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, as you guys both know, you know, you got to attack the other team's weakness. And the Jets had the number two run defense in the league last year. They were depleted at corner and at linebacker. Avery Williamson was out for the game, and C.J. Mosley opted out on the season. So what the Bills did, they started in 10 personnel with four wide receivers in the game, one running back, and ran no huddle and basically said, look, we're going to see if this defensive line can keep rushing the pass, and we're going to run some quick hitters. We're going to run some screens. We are going to run the ball, and they did do some design quarterback runs for Josh Allen, but they really did a great job of mixing up the game plan. But they started off with four wide receivers basically saying, look, we're going to attack your weakness, and it worked. Josh Allen fumbles on the first drive of the game deep in Jets territory, and then they score touchdowns on their next three drives before another Josh Allen fumble in Jets territory again. They were moving the football on them like crazy. When you look at the strength of the Dolphins defense, you know, you have two really good corners. You got a good back end. You have good linebacker play. I don't know exactly. I would say you got to come with more of a balanced attack against Miami. You probably don't start the game in 10 personnel because that's part of the Dolphins' strength. Is that kind of how you guys see it as well?
Yeah, we loaded up the secondary. We went and got Byron Jones. We got Xavier. We drafted a first-round nickel. We got Bobby McCain. We spent a lot of money in the secondary, E. Woods.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And you get Kyle Van Noy coming over, great linebacker. Landon Roberts, I played against him a bunch in my career in New England. Little thumper of our linebacker. And so for me, you know, I would say you got to be a lot more balanced in your attack. Generally, last year, the primary formation with the Bills was 11 personnel, followed by 12 personnel or 21. This year, Pat DeMarco, their great fullback, had a neck injury prior to the season, probably going to see less 21 personnel. I could see maybe some more 12 personnel this game, but operating a lot out of that 11 personnel you saw last year from them.
I remember we had you on last season before a Dolphins-Bills game, and you were telling us Ryan Fitzpatrick stories. For people that don't know, they were teammates in Buffalo. Is there a better tutor for Tua Tagovailoa than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, there's really not, especially in Chan Gailey offense. This is the third team that Fitz has played in Chan's offense. I was with Fitz and Chan in Buffalo together, and from my understanding, Brian Flores thought it was tough to prepare for those teams when Chan Gailey was the offensive coordinator in New York and Buffalo. So he said, hey, why don't I go get this guy if I can? And they get Chan off the golf course and get him to come coach some offense for him down in South Florida. And so for me, yes, you want Ryan Fitzpatrick to go out and get you some wins this year. You want to let Tua develop, especially with no OTAs, limited preseason, no preseason games. You know, this coaching staff's got to go try and go win some games this year. And I don't know the exact situation down there. I'm not trying to pretend to know the pulse of Miami in regards to the coaching staff. But, man, if you don't go win some games, if you're Brian Flores, you don't see the fruits of drafting Tua and having that team last year where they traded away and cut so many guys to get a top pick. You don't get to see the fruits of that. So you got to go win some games, and Fitz can win you games in this league. He proved it throughout his career that guys play hard for him. Guys love this guy. And there's so much that Tua can learn from Fitz as far as a preparation standpoint, the way he plays the game, the way he's a leader. He's so selfless. There's so much that he can learn from it. And I had Fitz on my podcast called What's Next with Eric Wood, and he talked about that. He said, look, I know my role down in Miami this year. Yes, I'm going to go out and try and win games. I'm going to compete to be the starter. But how cool is it going to be if I can pour into a guy like Tua, who you got the chance to meet, and from all indications – really, really enjoyed his time around him, really appreciated him, respected too as a person and a player. How cool would it be if I get to pour into this guy and now he's the next superstar of the league? So he understands that as well.
And once Tom Brady leaves New England, Eric, everybody talks about Buffalo now, because Buffalo was already going to the playoffs. They were a wild card, but they, you know, the Patriots were running the AFC East for damn near 20 years. Now Brady leaves, and then all of a sudden, 2 months later, Cam Newton signs. Are the Buffalo Bills still the front runners of the AFC East with Cam Newton, their quarterback in New England?
I think they got to be. I mean, they're the front runners, but they haven't earned anything, if that makes sense. You know, they're the betting favorite, but until someone knocks off New England, you're not crowning anybody. New England has owned the division. They're 1-0 on the season and 1-0 in the division. So nobody is crowning the Buffalo Bills anything yet, and they know that too. And you know, Miami gave the Bills all they could handle up in Orchard Park last year. Josh Allen had a really good game down in Miami, but the Dolphins played the Bills tough last year. You know, this is not a game that the Bills will be looking past. Plus, you know, for me, from my experience, when we would play down in Miami early in the season, we always would think, man, we got to get our minds right for this one, because we've been practicing in training camp in Orchard Park. We get those morning practices, it's like 70 degrees. You go down to Miami this time of year, I'm not sure the weather forecast is for this weekend. Hopefully it's a little cooler.
A billion.
Yeah, exactly. Because that weather can get you in September when you come down from Buffalo.
Are you coming down for the broadcast, or are you guys remaining in Buffalo?
So the home and away broadcast this year is from Buffalo, and based upon COVID travel rules to New York, I'm actually just doing Bill's post game, and Steve Tasker, me and Steve Tasker are flipping jobs, the longtime special teamer, almost Hall of Famer for the Buffalo Bills, Steve Tasker. Me and him are flipping roles until those COVID rules change, and then I'll go back. And, you know, it's silly, but New York's got tough rules, and we don't have that many COVID cases in Kentucky, but Kentucky's on one of the banned states lists, so I can't travel up there, but I can go call a game at Clemson this weekend. So it kind of stinks. I really enjoy calling the Bills games and being around the organization, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain on your guys' radio station. There are so many people that are so dramatically affected by this disease, this illness, this virus, let me say, especially down in South Florida.
Yep, true that. Eric Wood, again, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills, and he went to Louisville, so we're hoping to put a couple of L's on his teams this weekend. UM Louisville on Saturday, which you can hear on 560 WQAM The Joe, and Dolphins Bills Sunday, which you can also hear on 560 WQAM The Joe. Thank you for making time for us, Eric. We always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we need like some type of wager or something just because we have the double deal this week. If I get down to Miami and call a game this year, we'll call any 1-1 a split. If either side goes 2-0, you owe like breakfast or coffees or something.
I was thinking more like Joe Stone Crab or Prime 112 or something. I mean, come on, let's go for the gusto here, Wood.
Ooh, all right, Joe Stone Crab, lunch or dinner. If either side goes 2-0.
All right, got to go 2-0. I liked it. Now we got something going here. Wait, are you in on this, Crowder? Because you're not a UM fan the way I am.
In.
But I am. All right, here we go. So two meals on the line for you, Wood. Just one for us.
Hey, I like it. Yeah,
all right.
And the Bills are favored. Do we have is there a line on the Miami-Louisville game?
Miami's getting 2.5. But we can go straight up on both games. We can make it. You want to go straight up or you want to play with the lines?
Yeah. No,
I'm happy to take the points on both.
Yeah, well, we'll go straight up on both, but I'm betting two meals to one, you know.
Right, there you go. There you go. There's the odds. Perfect. All right, mark that down, Solana. You got that? I don't want to forget about this.
Yeah, I got it. You guys are going to owe Eric Wood some dinner.
No,
I got
not.
It. Yeah, no, I got
you
it.
You think the Hurricanes and the Dolphins are going to lose?
I got you, Eric. Don't worry. I'll make sure they get you your stone crabs, all right?
All right.
I appreciate it.
Already thinking about my order in my head.
Let me tell
all
you,
right.
Eric's not ordering off the kids menu either. He's a big old fella.
No. You're talking to no lineman. I still eat like one too.
Eric Wood, thanks for making time for us, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll have him on again. And yeah, that bet is etched in. Let's go. Now we got something to play for.
This
Let's
man says, do bet, this. You light up. You light up with gambling. Goodness
I know.
Gracious.
And we're not even taking points on this. Like, it's a terrible bet for us, but I just love bet.
Bet. Yeah, whatever you want, Eric. Yes.
The good news is Crowder's got the NFL money, so he's going to end up paying either
Do
way.
Do you start itching your neck when we talk about gambling?
I start rubbing my tongue over my teeth. Bet? Jason Jackson from Fox Sports Sun. We're going to talk a little Heat Celtics Game 2 with Jason Jackson next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Normalize having dandruff. Go ahead. That's yours, Solana.
I mean, why not?
Hock and Crowder.
Are we going to do the Heat chant here, or are we just going to bring on Jax? What are we doing, Solana?
What if we bring on Jax and then do the Heat chant with him?
All right, bring on Jax. Jax, you know how to do it? You know when to yell Heat?
Of course.
All right, just checking. Let's all do this together.
Jax invented this song.
Yeah, crank it up a little bit, Solana.
Yeah.
Heat! There's a little lag time because we're all at our house. Heat! Just to play along, Jackson.
Heat!
All right, Jason Jackson
different
is on the line. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And the truth is, he's not even on the guest line. He's really signed in. And Solana had said to me, because he knows how giddy I get about these things, he goes, I've got a surprise for you when it comes to Jax. And then when I hear you studio quality, I'm like, oh, that's my kind of radio surprise.
Come on.
Talk about it.
We had the ISDN line at the house for a little bit.
Oh, so good, man.
The satellite folks are paying for. That was fun.
Sounds so good. Jason Jackson. No, explain to everybody, before I ask you some Heat questions, can you explain to everybody where we can get the local pregame and postgame show? Because I was asking Solana, and his answer confused me. And because sometimes it's on Fox Sports Sun, sometimes it's only on the app or on the website, heat.com. Like, so where do we watch?
So it's real. The best way to think of it is, for pregame, Heat platforms. For postgame, Fox platforms. Really simple.
All right.
See, it's easy. So
it's easy.
Heat.com or the app for Heat TV on Heat.com with yours truly, Ruth Riley Hunter, John Crotty, Ron Rusty, Eric Reed, and then postgame, that same crew, by the way, but we're all back on Fox Sports Go. And tonight. It's always live on Fox Sports Go, by the way. So use your app.
Sign in and check it out.
Tonight will come on Fox Sports Florida.
Yeah,
we got to bounce baseball. Baseball. We got to move around baseball.
All right.
You know?
All right.
Fair enough. Fisher apparently trying to get a little second season, baby.
Heat platforms for pregame. Fox platforms for postgame. There you go.
And if you find yourself out of market, by the way, you can just stay on the Heat platforms. But
all right.
We'll hear about that.
Super easy. What? Before we talk about anything, why? I've been trying to figure this out. I've asked this of a bunch of people. Why is this Heat team, this particular roster, this particular team, why are they so much damn fun?
I totally blew my responsibility. I was supposed to tell you that all that starts 1 hour before every tip, by the way. what the hell?
After all
telling
that?
People
After all
where
that?
To go when they can't at all know the time.
Right.
So, yes, 6 o'clock tonight. Listen, this group, I remember sitting with Ruth Riley Hunter in West Palm, just talking about how this team was coming together. By the way, that was nearly a year ago. Like, legitimately, nearly 12 months ago.
Crazy.
And the one thing that we kept marveling at the time was how it was all coming together. The cohesion, the joy of being around one another, the trust of – and a lot of people were learning. I mean, don't forget about the young guys and the two-way players, but you had new players coming in. And it just all seemed really cohesive. And then remember, I mean, again, we got to knock some dust off your melon, but go back and look at the way this team played at home. How long before they even lost a game here? I remember by the time an Eastern Conference team, which was Boston, finally beat the Heat, they were 21 beat the Heat at home. They were 21-3 at home. So it was we saw all this. We just forgot because we had to go away for a few months. And then the seeding games weren't all that delicious, but, I mean, the Heat were treating those things like shoot-arounds and then came into this playoffs. And if you're going to play 10 games, you might as well win 9 of them, right?
Might as well.
But, Jax, you knew almost a year ago that the Heat could be up on the Celtics 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not going to lie. I knew they were good, Jax, but I didn't know they were this good.
Yeah, I had no idea. My crystal ball is not that clear. However, I did know they were going to be better than anybody thought, than anybody was discussing, and that when Jimmy hits you with that hyperbole of all I want to do is win, we're going to win it all, we never go out there to lose, right? You go, okay, well, that's lovely. That's cute. But the man has delivered on all of it. I remember when he sat down with Rachel, I like palmed my mahogany darkness that is my bald head. And I'm like, yo, what is he talking about? Like, there's so much to do that. But he sat there, looked Rachel right in the eyeball, offered her a $20 coffee, and said, we're gonna win this whole thing, lady. Thanks for stopping by. And seven more wins, and that's the reality. Mercy.
What about the rest of the roster? Jason Jackson is with us. Bam Adebayo, Crowder and I were talking about it. He is a bona fide all-star. Like, it's not a one-year fluke. No. This dude's a bona fide all-star. They were going over some stats from him today that are ridiculous. First of all, the block in game one has to be one of the best blocks that you've ever seen. Some have said, like Magic Johnson, best defensive play that he ever saw in a playoff game. That's a magical Heat moment, no?
Yeah, forever. It's going to be on the wall. Championship alley, brought to you by Gatorade. I'm trying to hook everybody up around here. Let me tell you that now.
As Jason Jackson on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline will tell you. Go ahead.
Make good life, baby. Make good life. there are these wonderful images of everything that's happened in championship runs, hence Championship Alley. There might be an Eastern Conference Finals moment that goes up on that wall for the very first time. The one image that I can think of, well, there's a bunch. I mean, obviously the Game 6 in Dallas, I mean, Alonzo was a monster. What do you have, like 6 of those, right? But, I mean, and then LeBron at the apex, under the basket, comes up and meets Tiago Splitter, who thought he was going to bang
the
one.
Best.
This one, because it was where it was, because it was in overtime, because his left wrist looked like it had putty in it, and then it cured, just, you know, it's an all-time moment, and all of us can talk about all the horrible things that we've experienced in 2020, but that gets a gold star.
And Jack's another guy, and, you know, we're named the same name, but has nothing to do with it. Did you know how great Jay Crowder was going to be when he was just thrown into the Iguodala trade midseason?
My man, first of all, Pat Riley doesn't throw anything into anything. there was covetous desires in that deal that worked out, man. Like, when you guys get a second, go back and look at Heat Grizzly deals over the years, okay? Or just connectivity sometimes.
Why, we constantly take it to them?
It's pretty good. Pretty good on our side all the time. But this one was awesome. That man was shooting 29% from three. 29 for Memphis. And then came here, and it's what Spo does, man. Listen, I am not, as Spo would say, indicting anyone in Memphis. Not my business. All I know is the lid gets taken off with Spo and his staff. And it's like, show me what the outer bounds of your game is. That's why the Heat center snatches rebounds and pushes it up the floor and orchestrates offense. That's why a backup big and Kelly Olynyk basically can do the same thing. There's like a tiny, small Canadian point guard just trying to bust out of that man's body every single night. Back to Crowder, though, he is – it's not just the three-point shooting. The fact that he will go guard a monster – every single night without complaint, without care, not knowing how that may fatigue him at the under end of the floor. A lot of shooters and scorers, they don't, you know, they worry about that stuff. But he's just typical Miami Heat Marquette connection. You know how we do with that. That combination's going well. How about Woj up in Milwaukee right now? He can't go anywhere, right, because the recruiting period's dead till January now, I heard today. But, man, can he put up some posts about cats? Here you go to Marquette. You can go to Kentucky if you want to, but if you go to Marquette, baby, we send one out. We send one out every few years.
Who the hell is shooting around at the American Airlines Arena right now?
What are you talking about? This is Orlando. Jimmy Butler right now is shooting. And who else is out there? Derrick Jones Jr.
Who's there? Is it Tommy Tighe working on his jumper? What's going on?
I'm giving you a little taste of the bowl, baby. I'm taking you inside. Inside that big old arena there.
All right, fair enough.
On the NBA campus.
I never doubt Jax.
No, listen, Jimmy Butler's out here getting them up. Then over here on the top right-hand corner, I got Derrick Jones Jr. flipping them up. And that's just Jimmy by himself. I'm sorry. With 19 people rebounding for him. That's a max player, baby. You know you're an all-NBA guy with all the money when there's 9 guys rebounding for one person.
All right, preach it to everybody again because we're up against the top of the hour break. Listen, is tonight, 6 o'clock, 1 hour before tip-off, so yes, 6 sir. O'clock, all Heat the TV. Heat platforms.
Heat TV on Heat.com, on Heat.com. I mean, we put it in the name. Or on the Miami Heat application on your phone. And then as soon as the game is over, flip over from the worldwide leader, come on over to Fox Sports Florida. If there's a little bit of a delay there, just Fox Sports Go, everybody. We're right there live. As soon as we pop up, I show you the finest thing I've ever seen. We call it Heat Check from the game. Then we interview a winning player. I'm going ahead and just put it into the atmosphere. That's what's going to occur tonight. And then Ruth and her truth, Karate and his cuts, Ron's right, with his rewind, man. Erickson his read. I mean, come on, baby. Let's go.
There we go.
I love it. Somebody texts in, Jax has the mahogany darkness. Hawk has a withered egg wash. Yeah, I mean, listen. 50
that's a tough
and,
Pantone color right there. But
yeah, it's not an easy Pantone. You are correct.
Where's that on the fan? I got to find that.
But Jack's one of them dudes that could be 35 or 55. Jack look good now.
Right. You never know.
You never know with Jack.
Listen. And now I'm starting to go from country strong to old man strong. Oh, my sons hate it. The 21-year-old and the 18-year-old can't stand arm wrestling. Can't stand it.
That's an old man test of strength right there. Let's do some arm wrestling.
I will arm wrestle your ass through this table, boy.
You got to say it. Wrestle. You got to say wrestling.
Exactly. Yeah. Arm wrestling. Yeah. Arm wrestling. We don't play at my house. You want to decide excellent. What the situation is? Right there. Now. I win.
For anything, for dinner, for anything, you got to arm wrestle dad?
Yeah. It's going to go to leg wrestling soon. As soon as they open up the gym around the way over there at your alma mater, the wellness center, they're keeping
That's
people out.
Excellent.
Man. I get back in there and I get my leg day in. Boy, they out. It's over.
Jason Jackson. All right. The Heat.com app or Heat.com.
Will you stop? Now you're
Fox Sports Go and just every app that you have. Open it up at 6 o'clock. Every app, eBay, whatever you have, any
Jack's
app,
on.
Open it up. Jackson's there right at 6 there. O'clock tonight. See you, Jax. Have a good broadcast.
I love you guys.
I love you, man. He is
love
great.
Love you, Jax.
Why don't we have him on more, Solana? Especially with a studio quality line. But a studio quality line. I could do that for hours. I love that. All right. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. And obviously, when it's a Heat game night, it gets a little extra funky and a little extra happy. So that is on the way. I love talking about mobilegourmetfoods.com on this show. In fact, I think my son is cooking up those Ditka ribs because I see him out in the backyard. I'm telling you, they deliver really gourmet food right to your door, from Wagyu steaks to dry-aged prime to lobster tail. Crowder and I were talking off air about the sushi-grade tuna. It's maybe the best tuna I've ever had in my life, aside from when my wife and I traveled Japan. The tuna is so good. They've got Alaskan king crab. Last night, my wife made lobster ravioli, courtesy from my friends at mobilegourmetfoods.com. You got to go to the website. You have to go to the website. I mean, from, you know, fillets to anything you can think of, mobilegourmetfoods.com has it, but it's really good stuff. They created a Hockman tailgate special. Now, everyone seems to love this, and it's up on their website. So if you order the Hockman tailgate special, you get 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings. You get pasture-perfect, all-natural Wagyu beef franks. You've never had a frank till you've had a Wagyu beef frank. Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville Burgers, North Atlantic Lobster Tails, which my wife turned into lobster rolls, which were phenomenal. You get 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, 2 pounds of Ditka's cooked baby back ribs, which are so good. So it's $130 value, the Hockman tailgate special. But if you get it at mobilegourmetfoods.com, when you're checking out, put in the code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, you're going to get it for $99. I mean, it's like you can't beat it. You get so much good stuff. It is just, my mouth is watering thinking about it. When you see everything they have on the website, you'll understand why I'm always raving about them. Follow them on social media, too. I think they're giving away some cool stuff. Mobile Gourmet Foods on Instagram or Facebook. They're here in South Florida. They deliver the food themselves in their own trucks. They've added quad pay to the website so you can order and then make 4 easy payments over time. It's so simple and so good. MobileGourmetFoods.com. Make sure you enter the code Hockman when you're checking out. H-O-C-H-M-A-N. Do yourself a favor. Go there right now. MobileGourmetFoods.com. South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I didn't think it was good, bad, or bad meaning good, or good meaning good, or bad meaning good, but I just thought it was a bad movie. I walked out.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.